Welcome to CFO Talk. I'm Steve Rosewald, Chief Learning Officer at CFO.University. Today we have with us Brian Higgins. Brian has an industrial engineering degree from the University of Illinois in Chicago. He has graduate study degrees in finance from Roosevelt University and in management from Regis University. He's held executive roles at Citicorp and First Data Management, and he's currently the principal at Management Resource Technologies Limited, a management consulting firm specializing in financial and operational performance management. Welcome, Brian. It is great to have you on our show.
Well, Steve, it's nice to be here.
Let's start right off with, in 60 seconds or less, tell us what you would like us to know about you.
Well, actually, I've been involved in enterprise performance management for probably over three decades. I started out as an industrial engineer. You mentioned my schoolwork at the University of Illinois. Went into industrial engineering and was put in charge of reducing product costs for a Midwestern manufacturing company. And I was somewhat ill-prepared to do that. And so I found some courses on value engineering, and we had tremendous success with it, reducing product costs by anywhere between 25 and 50% while improving the quality and lifespan of the products that this company was making. And after doing that for a few years, I just said, I'm wondering if whether we can apply these same principles of value engineering to organizational performance. And at the time, no one else had been doing that. In other words, identifying the activities and what they cost and how they work. And we tried that out, and we were pleasantly surprised that it works equally well on organizations as it did on products. And so that set me off in a whole different career path of working with organizations to improve financial and operational performance. And it really provides the foundation for the work I've been doing as an employee, as an internal consultant within industry, as well as my own consulting practice.
Engineers and finance and accounting people have a lot in common. And I think the accounting and finance, and you're an example where that engineering background can really give us new thought and new ways of doing things. And, you know, do you mind giving a little bit more on your adventures into enterprise performance management?
Like I said, it really started off many years ago by taking these principles and applying it to an organization. But we went even further, because one of the things we learned, at least in those days, we were truly looking over the costs, or only looking at the cost of activities and so forth. But we were missing a major component, and that was the integration of qualitative experiential data from the customers in which the organization serves, as well as employees. And so later on, it evolved into a process by which we can cost out the activities, but also integrate the cost of those activities with the experiential data coming from employees and customers, and sometimes even the customers of competition who share their views in terms of how well not only the products are performing, products and services, but how well those activities are performing as well to create value for the organization. So once we had blended that, we saw a marked increase in the success of the application by including both financial data and non-financial experiential information. And so we've had some real breakthrough improvements based upon that combination. And as I found that basically what's missing from a lot of cost accounting systems is they are void of the qualitative data that's so important. I find it at times equal to, if not more important than the cost data that we get to find out what customers and employees like and don't like. And then we focus on the organization to, I think someone once asked me, what's the end result? And I said, basically the end result is having people do more of the things they should be doing and less of the things that they should not be doing.
You know, finance is criticized a lot for being so quantitative that we miss all the qualitative data. So I think that that's something that you really bring to the table. And you have this system, you call it activity value management. And that is kind of the linchpin between, I think, what you're explaining you can bring to the table. Can you tell us a little bit more about activity value management?
Well, it is a system by which information is brought together in a seamless fashion. In other words, we capture information on cost and what's going on within the organization, described in terms of the processes and activities. And then we also go out and capture the qualitative data that's so important to assess how well those processes and activities are working. And one of the differences, though, within between activity-based costing, as an example, and AVM, is that a lot of the costing systems out there rely heavily on the pooling and allocation of costs. And in the case of absorption costing, some people may be familiar with that, where large cost pools, basically of indirect costs, are then allocated based upon some metric like revenues. So the products that have more revenues, unfortunately, get more of the overhead cost attributed to it, when in fact those costs may not even pertain to that particular line of business, let's say. So what we found was the lines of business that had higher revenues were really subsidizing maybe newer products that were creating the overhead, but that overhead was in fact being shared other places. So it made maybe the cash cows look less profitable and the newer products looking more profitable. And so to that degree, that's kind of consistent with absorption costing as well as activity-based costing. But what we found was that in this approach, we don't do any pooling or allocations whatsoever. We treat all costs as direct, and we put the costs where they belong. So in the areas of overhead and indirect costs, we identify which activities and products and services those costs are directly related to. Therefore, it gives us not only more accurate costs, but when you integrate it with the input, the experiential information from customers and employees and competition, you now can focus on those areas of the organizations that create value.
The whole pooling concept and how it really doesn't allocate costs correctly by taking into this other these other factors, it's kind of magical in many ways. But, you know, I'm sorry that we're going to run out of time in this CFO talk, but I know that you've shared some information with us at CFO.University. You and I will have a webinar in February that'll talk more about this and get into more of the details on AVM. So with that, it's such a compelling story because it's such a big topic that accountants struggle with. And finance people are giving wrong information. They're making poor decisions to become it. And that's why I think activity value management is such an interesting concept for us to embrace and learn from. And so I'm looking forward to February. We'll get the word out on what day and what time, and people can find out more about activity value management, costing, and EPM from the globally renowned Brian Higgins.
Thank you, Steve.
It's been great to have you on the show. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. It's nice being here.
That wraps up today's CFO Talk.